You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were laughing at a kind of funny thread that was going around on Reddit where they're asking people, you know, look, no matter how many times something is explained to you, what can you just not get? You've had it demonstrated, you've had it explained, and you're like, I don't get that. And it's pretty funny. Like, Trish has already written in. She heard that we were going to be talking about this, and she said, military time. Always takes me a minute to subtract 12. Yeah, if somebody tells you, yeah, that's going to be at 1930 hours, you're like, oh, wait a minute, 19, okay, 18 is
oh, math.
So it's 7:30, okay, gotcha. That's pretty good, Trish. You know the one that I have? I'm going to go first on this because it bothers me that I can't get it. Because I do love puzzles. I love Sudoku puzzles. I like jigsaw puzzles. I like crossword puzzles. I like puzzles. And yet, no matter how many times somebody has explained to me how to do a Rubik's Cube, I cannot get it.
Hmm.
And you watch these, like I can watch a 7-year-old take one and do it in about 14 seconds. And I just walk away pissed off. I'm like, I don't want, kid, don't even show me that anymore. I can't get Rubik's Cube.
That's funny.
And I had somebody one time actually say, okay, here's what you do, Dom. And you know, I'm like, okay, I can't get it. That's mine. What's yours?
The things I just can't wrap my head around, I don't get. I'll give you two in true Jeremy fashion, kind of jokey, and then I'll give you a third. Number one, the appeal of Adele. No matter how much you explain it to me, I don't get it. Number two, why they needed to make an Anchorman 2. Not necessary. It was horrible. Can't wrap my head around it. And number three, the serious one, skyscrapers. How do these buildings that are so tall stay standing, especially in like high wind storms? No matter how much you explain the engineering behind all this, I still don't understand how you have these 100-plus story buildings standing high in the middle of the plains, you know, and they are not toppling over. Don't get it. Absolutely can't even, I don't even know where to start. It's magic. It's pure magic, Dom. You know what? In a close fourth, how those big arse planes stay up in the sky, like especially like the military ones that they fill with tanks and stuff. Or remember the one that they used to strap the space shuttle on the back of and fly it around? How is that in the sky? How is that even possible?
That's funny.
I can't wrap my mind around it.
You could throw in the fact that clouds weigh tons. Clouds. They're
what?
If you weighed a cloud, it would be tons, and yet it's just floating above
your head. Floating along. Yeah. These are good ones.
Now we want yours. Mark has already sounded off. He said women. All right, Mark.
Okay, Mark, we're done with you.
We'll give you a ding. Arabella is on the line. What is it that you just can't grasp, even though people have explained it to you many times, Arabella?
Algebra. Just basic algebra.
Yeah.
Letters and numbers, and you crisscross from one side, and you put it over here, and letters magically appear.
Why? I'm noticing that's this hilarious. As my kids come home with harder and harder math lessons and math homework, and I'm looking at it. I'm to the point where, like, I can't help you anymore. Can't do it.
I've stopped tutoring middle school kids because I just can't.
You just can't. Smart move.
So if I said to you right now, 3x equals 12.
Well, that's easy. 12 divided by 3 is 4.
See,
you make it more complicated.
Algebra. You know algebra.
But that's multiplication. No, you get like those fancy things where both sides have to 3x plus 4 equals.
And then you throw a y in there, and then a y squared.
Divided by pi.
And then there's parentheses. Oh no. That's the worst.
That's pretty funny. You know, we're really glad you called. Go have a great day, okay?
Happy Friday.
You too.
You as well. Thank you for being on the show. Here comes Emily. Emily, what is it that you can't wrap your head around?
Good morning. I don't understand how buses fit in the same lane as cars.
It's just a width thing. What do you mean?
Because they're massive.
Four people can sit in a seat, right? Two and two. Yeah. And then there's a whole lane between them for people to walk through. But I can touch the other side of my car. but we fit in the same size lane.
That's pretty darn funny, though. That's really funny.
That is a great observation. You kind of made my day with that,
really
Emily.
Good.
Have a fun weekend, okay?
You too, thanks.
See you later. Here's one that's completely different from Jason. She says, boys, things I'll never understand. Don't shun me, but I'll never understand friends with benefits. How can two people just be friends but then also be partners in bed without a hint of romantic attachment in between? I'll never get it. And that's
Who
Jason.
Said this?
Jason did. He just doesn't understand
Turn in
friends
your
of
man
benefits.
License.
I kind of get that too. Like, there's no romantic attachment at all.
Well,
ever?
There's lust attached to it.
How does it not turn into
You've
romantic
never had
attachment?
A friend with benefits.
No, uh-uh.
Oh my God.
Nah, not necessary for me.
Okay, that's fine. I think it's one of the joys in life. Mary says how to crochet.
Oh, hold
now,
Mary back.
Hits,
watch out.
This hits home. I mean, Gretchen crochets a lot. She's working on some sort of cardigan right now. And I can look over. She's got that one, because with crochet, it's just one needle thing, right? And suddenly there's a sweater that comes out of that.
Ta-da.
Like, how the hell?
I like this one. How you live your life at sea in a submarine.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Have you ever seen those submarine documentaries on, like, where they keep all the food and how they cook and feed all those people? And along those lines, the logistics behind feeding 1,000 middle school students every day. They brought that up during my back-to-school night, and they were like, it's insane to watch these people in the lunchroom feed 1,000 students a day. I can't wrap my head around how many potatoes you'd even need to order.
Yeah, that's insane. You know, if you ever get a chance to watch that documentary on how they run a cruise ship.
Yeah, same thing.
It's like if in the cruise ship can have, 4,000 or 5,000 people, and they're feeding them, you know, throughout the day.
How do they do it?
And the ship is out at sea for a week to 10 days, and you look at all of the tonnage of food that's being brought on. It's just crazy.
I still don't really get phone calls and stuff too, like how I can pick up the phone or send somebody a picture in Australia. You know,
telephones work.
I don't get it.
And they can tell you, oh, it's electrical signals. You're like, but wait, it sounds like my voice.
But hold on, how does electricity work?
Better, it's an even better question.
Don't know.
Chelsea says, my mother still can't understand roundabouts. Bless her heart. It's a near-death experience. Every time.
She's going around and around and around and around.
It's funny. I moved to an area that is big, big, big on roundabouts. There are more of those than there are almost like traffic lights. So you've got to become skilled at roundabouts quickly.
I like Angie's. She doesn't get islands. I don't understand how a piece of land can be fully surrounded by water but still support entire cities. That's really good, Angie.
Terry's going. She says she cannot wrap her brain around icing in hockey.
That's
funny.
Cameras. Somebody just said cameras or taking pictures in general. You can explain it to me 1,000 times. I still think it's so fascinating and unreal.
That's a great
Especially
one.
Like old school film, you know, when the shutter quickly opens and it captures that moment frozen in time with color and everything.
Right.
How does it do it?
On a piece of film.
How does it do it?
LJ says, I can't wrap my brain around how the moon's gravitational pull is strong enough to move the ocean, but not strong enough to move objects on land, including humans. Wouldn't that be hilarious if you're walking along and the moon came up over the horizon and
pulls
you started,
Not those people eating those all-you-can-eat buffets. They'd be fine.